Wyoming has some of the toughest welfare reform standards in the country. With 40-hour workweek requirements, time limits, and other reforms, the state has reduced its welfare rolls by 90%. Today, a mere 400 or so people collect welfare there. Couple that with Wyoming's relatively healthy economy, and that could be good news for the state's low-income residents. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports the answer to that is yes and no.
Welfare reform in Wyoming came at just the right time, says Ken Kaz of the state's Department of Family Services.
The jobs were out there. They just didn't have the incentive at that time to go out and find that employment. But then the requirements to receive cash assistance went up. That was an incentive for them to go out and do something else.
But Bill Buckles, the director of Community Action of Laramie County, could not disagree more.
The success is getting people off the rolls of cash assistance, and Wyoming has had tremendous success. If you think of success as I do, as helping people become self-sufficient and be able to have incomes above the poverty level, then you don't see any success whatsoever.
Buckle's comments appear to be backed up by statistics. Wyoming's poverty rate grew during the late 90s, and the Economic Policy Institute says that in 1999, 34% of jobs in the state paid poverty wages for full-time work. In fact, Wyoming led the nation in that category. Buckle says that's emphasized in some local employment data.
They've been so successful at getting people jobs that many of them got two and three and sometimes even more than that. And that's what people have had to do to survive. And that's not really a good thing for a family to have the parents missing from the home all the time.
Wyoming's new Democratic Governor, Dave Friedenthal, is addressing the problem. He appointed former welfare and children's activist Kathy Emmons to head up Wyoming's Department of Workforce Services. For years, Emmons says she's battled to try and get training and jobs that pay good money for what are mostly single mothers coming off welfare. Now, under her direction, and with a budget of close to $1 million, that's exactly what the state is doing.
What we have to figure out is how can we take those people and put them in non-traditional occupations, things like welding, large machinery operations, high tech.
The state and several business organizations are partnering to train former welfare recipients in these types of jobs. Cody Kopic, a 23-year-old single mother with three young children, is benefiting. She lost welfare support 4 years ago, but could only find work cleaning during the day and delivering pizzas at night. She made just $800 a month. Now she's undergone training put on by the state and the Wyoming Contractors Association to operate large road building equipment. Today, Kopic's working on a road project outside of Casper. She says her standard of living has improved immensely.
About 4 or 5 times as much money as I was making before. a lot more. Definitely, probably more middle class now.
The director of the Wyoming Contractors Association, Charlie Ware, says that's not unusual. Under the new training program, he says that former welfare recipients are actually tripling their incomes, and he expects that to increase. Ware notes that's led to an interesting problem.
With the success that we had with some of those people coming out of the low-income areas, some of them were making a lot of money and they didn't know how to handle it.
In response, Ware will offer various money management trainings this fall. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Wyoming.